Sapphire Ice, Book 1 of the Jewel Series, by Hallie Bridgman. Read by Jean Rowley. Prologue. There were three of them. Sisters. Half-sisters, technically, born to the same mother but different fathers. They lived in bad circumstances, the kind of childhood existence that makes for melodramatic and heart-wrenching movie-of-the-week scripts. Some nights were bad, and then there were those nights when it was really bad. The really bad nights they all had to hide. Tonight was one of those really bad nights. Robin hadn't gotten out of the way fast enough. Maxine and Sarah had been able to hear her screaming from their closet hiding place, but to go out there, to face him, wouldn't have helped Robin. It would have just given him two more targets, or possibly hostages. Eventually Robin crawled in with them, shaking with fear and rage, not even knowing which was the strongest emotion from one tremor to the next. She managed to fight him off this time. He was probably still trying to get his breath back, but Robin needed her strength for the next day, and the next, and the one after that. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed Robin was 15. The oldest of the three, she acted as their protector. She had no memory of her father, but knew he was doing 7 to 21 for trafficking cocaine. 20-year-old green-eyed Maxine had olive skin with straight, dark hair that testified to the proof of her father's American Indian blood. A warm bed on a drunken night, only Maxine's features gave evidence of which of her mother's many one-night stands had fathered her. She had never learned his name. Neither had her mother. At 9, little Sarah had a small frame and could easily pass for 6. Her brown, curly hair had red streaks that came out in the summer. She needed glasses, but he had already broken them twice, so she suffered in a blurry world. Before her second birthday, her father had played lollipop with a loaded revolver and lost. Robin wrapped her sisters in her arms as they heard the front door open, heard their mother's raucous laughter and a man's answering voice. Then he started yelling, and the sound of breaking glass made each girl flinch. Their mother's shrill shrieks added to the cacophony, and a new man's voice joined in. The three girls inched farther back into the closet as the fight intensified. Shouting escalated. Words became clearer. Robin tried to cover her sister's ears to block out the quarrel. The adults screamed at each other about a deal gone bad, about drugs, about money. There had been many fights like this in the past, and the three sisters prayed that he would leave this time. Sarah screamed at the sound of the gunshot. Robin grabbed her and covered her mouth with her hand. Greasy fear churned through her gut at the sound of another shot, and another, and another. 4 shots in all, then a deafening, roaring silence that screamed in their small ears. In the silence, Maxine shifted, but Robin gripped her arm tight enough to bruise, her dirty nails digging into her sister's brown skin. Heavy boots moved through the apartment, entering their room, started toward the closet. They each drew in a breath and held it, not even wanting the sound of their breathing to give them away. Then the screech of sirens penetrated the thin walls, and they heard the heavy boots run, heard the door slam. They didn't move. They waited through the silence, through the banging of the door, through the dozens of footsteps that entered the apartment. They heard the shouts and the buzzing and chirping of handheld radios. They heard the metallic clicks of hammers falling back into unfired chambers and eager, stiff muzzles sliding forcibly back into worn leather sheaths. They heard muttered curses about wasted lives or scumbags slaying scumbags. The light in their room flicked on, and after a moment, a voice called, "Hey, Sarge, there's toys in here! Little girl toys, dolls and stuff!" They sat there in the dark, quivering, with their backs to the wall, their arms wrapped around each other, and shivered together, terrified of what waited for them outside the closet.